Investigators already had determined that the type of anthrax mailed to Senator Daschle's office was a highly refined, highly concentrated form of the potentially deadly bacteria. NPR's Richard Knox has been covering the anthrax story. What's the significance of the type of bacteria found in Senator Daschle's office?
Well, like the powders that have been found so far in Florida and in New York and Nevada, it's all anthrax. So it's all anthrax bacteria. But the form is apparently distinctive in the letter that arrived in Senator Daschle's office, because the spores that were contained in that powder are not only more concentrated, we're told, but they are more refined. That is to say, they're smaller and more easily airborne and therefore more easily inhaled, and that's more dangerous. It also may explain why more people have apparently gotten exposed. Still, so far, I think it's important to keep in mind that we know of only 29 out of 1,100 people on Capitol Hill who were tested so far with nasal swabs, and hopefully there won't be anybody else found to be exposed. Also, this test is preliminary, and experts are cautioning that a subsequent test may turn out to be negative for some of them anyway.
But there's going to be more testing, right?
Yes, no announcements have been made yet about what kind of test and how widely and what kind of follow-up. From other experience and from what we've learned over the past couple of weeks, one could imagine that there might be more nasal swabs taken of other people. They probably would try to grow up some anthrax bacteria from the spores that they have retrieved from people. They may do antibody testing, which would require some drawing of blood, although it takes some days for antibodies to begin to develop. I think that it's important to note that that if you find a few spores in somebody's nasal passages, and we don't know what concentration there is, but if you find just a few, it's not going to be harmful to them. It's not going to be harmful to anybody around them, because it takes at least 10,000 spores to cause disease, and those have to be deeply inhaled. So I think it's wouldn't be wise to not leap to any conclusions about any wider danger.
Yeah, but Speaker Hastert raised the possibility that the ventilation system could have helped spread it.
Yes, that's really, it does give everybody pause, and that's why they're closing the Capitol down, to really scour the complex for wider contamination. It does underscore, and is consistent with, the already reported finding that these, as we said, this powder in the letter to Senator Daschle was a more dispersible preparation, and therefore can be widely spread. Obviously, ventilation systems would be the first thing you think about.
So the other places where this has turned up don't necessarily have to be treated the same. I mean, it wouldn't have been the ventilation case in the ventilation system in Florida or in the newsrooms.
They certainly did look and look again, and maybe looked a third time, I gather, from in the ventilation systems at the American Media Inc. building in Boca Raton. As far as we know, they did not find a wider contamination through that route. But keep in mind that apparently that preparation that arrived in the mail there may have been a lower grade, not so refined, not so dispersible preparation as was found in the Hart building. I think that there's a lot to be known, but all the evidence so far seems to suggest that this time around on Capitol Hill, we're dealing with a different preparation, a different kind of risk, and therefore that's why they're taking these steps.
And what does the quality of that anthrax say about the person or persons responsible for sending it?
It says whoever it was, they had access to some very, very hard to get material that presumably is only available in laboratories or biowarfare facilities throughout the world, where they have the capacity to refine this stuff down to a powder that can be easily dispersed. And that really narrows the assumptions being made. It's not your garden variety microbiology undergraduate who may have harvested it from the soil. So I think that's really where the investigation is turning.
NPR's Richard Knox.